Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the fourth day of January 2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the next hour, we have Gary Bernstein. Headline, CIA operative says Bush military leaders let bin Laden escape. And then we go back to the articles that were posted over the last few years where they flew the Taliban out to safety. We have generals being ordered to release Taliban generals. And we have these different operatives clearly trained at U.S. military bases. It's a government op. Of course, that's not the story we're getting from Gary Bernstein, just that they were ordered to not go after bin Laden, to basically stop, and then he can give his reasons for that. But when you look at all the evidence, it is crystal clear. It is extremely clear. And so we'll be discussing that coming up later. We're going to have open phones, of course. Military Times poll, that's the military's own big publication, one of the major publications covering the military, poll finds fading support for President Bush's war, even amongst their readers, who you would think would be buying in to the propaganda, because Bush has so nicely catapulted the propaganda, as he likes to say. Also, files say agency initiated growth of spying effort. Of course, they've lied to us hundreds and hundreds of times. We know the NSA has been spying on the American people long before George Bush went into office. And that doesn't make it okay that he's been doing it. It shows the systemic, system-wide corruption. But, oh, they have a Democrat coming out now, shilling for Bush. And, oh, the NSA, they were doing this on their own. Bush didn't commit a felony ordering him to do it. It doesn't matter if the orders are now public and admitted, and Bush has been defending his orders. No, now that it looks like he's not going to get away with it, no, he's going to retroactively say, oh, no, I didn't do it. It's like if you come in and confess to robbing the bank and there's surveillance footage of you doing it and eyewitnesses fingering you and they find your trunk full of cash, and then you just say, oh, I confessed, but now because you're going to indict me, I didn't rob the bank. Oh, well, then let's let you go free. So we have this federal agency, the largest snooping agency, telling us that, oh, they just did it all on their own. The president didn't tell them to do anything. Meanwhile, National Security Agency whistleblower warns domestic spying program is a sign that the U.S. is decaying into a police state. That's out of Democracy Now. We're getting Russell Tice, the former NSA intelligence agent, on the show later this week as well. By the way, we have Michael Bagnarek, who was the Libertarian presidential candidate, joining us in studio tomorrow, so that should be interesting. And we're going to start, we have started, having an in-studio guest every single week, and then we take that video from those interviews and post them on PrisonPlanet.tv for members there. We also air it locally on the local Austin TV show. So a new feature that we've been doing the last few months here in the new studios that are a bit larger, and so you can look forward to more and more of that. Something else I'm going to do is when authors come through town that I think are interesting, and quite a few do come through town to book people and Barnes & Noble and the rest of it, I'm going to start getting them to swing by here as well, at least one or two a month, so that'll add to our in-studio audience. Just a little note for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Lax oversight found in test of gene-altered crops, and that's from the New York Times. We'll tell you why that's important. I'm sure most of you already know why, but we'll go over it. Iran vows to restart its nuclear development program of peaceful energy systems, but our government's sworn to attack them, and they're moving forward to attack them. And I wanted to go over a history of secret U.S. human experimentation, just cover some of it. And I've got some comments on the tragedy with the coal miners. It's all coming up, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Those are the premier sites in the fight against the New World Order.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just-from-the-dentist-office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky, clean sensation others just talk about.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There have been a lot of new big developments concerning Iran, and the people that control our government's statements and movements to go ahead and start bombing them. We'll get into that. We do have the high-level CIA operative coming on, Gary Bernstein, with the headline, CIA operative says Bush military and leaders, again, CIA operative says that Bush and military leaders let bin Laden escape on purpose. That is coming up. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls throughout the 3 hours today, 1-800-259-9231. And I want to get into the latest news on the NSA and the new spin out there that, no, the NSA did this all on their own. It doesn't matter if Bush says he ordered it and has bragged about it. Now, because people aren't buying that, okay, I didn't order it. And then we're supposed to forget that just 2 days ago, he got up and gave a speech, now I guess 3 days ago, and on Sunday, and said that he ordered it for our own good. Now he never did that. You're supposed to forget that. The NSA did it all on their own. They had a little Democrat. You can always tell how staged things are, that when one of their people gets in trouble, oh, the other party comes over to save them. But before I go any further, I don't want to lessen the horrible things that happened to coal miners in West Virginia and Tennessee and other areas of the country. I mean, I've read quite a bit about coal miners in England and coal miners in Europe and coal miners in America. Thank God I've never had to experience it, but down there breathing the coal dust, getting incredible problems with their lungs, the cave-ins, the methane and butane gas that is down in the mines. I mean, it is a hellish, hard-working 12 hours on, 12 hours off job. And it's a thankless job. And that's why I've been really pleased they've had the more modern lignite mining systems of just stripping it right off the surface. Too bad we can't have all that clean-burning coal in Utah, because Clinton turned it into a UN biosphere, enough clean-burning coal to run the country for 200-plus years. Side issue. It'd be a lot better to have those guys out there running those big dump trucks and shovels instead of down under the ground. But it's horrible what happened to them. But I got emails yesterday asking me, why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you discussing it? And here's the headline, Fury Over U.S. Mine Rescue Fiasco. And it turns out that really the government knew they were dead, but just didn't want to say they were dead. And then Bush would come out and then give us a wonderful speech about it. And I remember listeners were getting a little bit paranoid in some of the emails and instant messages and stuff we got, saying, hey, this is some kind of weird diversion. And I said, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, there are explosions in mines. This stuff happens. And I believe that's what happened. You know, no foul play or anything involved. But then I started reading the reports, and I got CNN here about how the families were gathered at a church, and so they called out the SWAT team, and the SWAT team, you know, was pointing their rifles at the families, and, you know, one man got mad and jumped on the mine director, but that was it. They had to tackle him. But why was the SWAT team there to begin with? I mean, next time I need to make a ham sandwich or change a light bulb, do I need to, you know, dial 911 and say, Austin SWAT team, can you come? Well, I've got to go to the bathroom. Can you come in and assist me in the potty? You know, I've got to change the oil on my car. Can the SWAT team come to help me? But it's this attitude that we're all the enemy, we're all terrorists, we're all bad, and, you know, the local constabulary, the local mine leaders, the local, you know, robber barons have to have their regulators there with them to make sure that the people don't cause a problem. And according to press reports, I have them right here, that's what actually made people mad. They're like, why are all these cops around us? Why are there snipers pointing guns at us? I'll never forget, I went to protest the Klan back in 1999. Up in Waco, Texas, because they were trying to bind themselves to what would happen to the Branch Davidians, thus demonizing their cause and their memory, and at the same time threatening us and making little weird comments. And so, again, I'm not a Branch Davidian, folks. I went up there and covered that story and built a memorial church for all those that died. We even have plaques out there to, you know, the police that died, to the, well, the BATF, whatever you want to call them, the gun confiscators. But to make a long story short, why was I telling that story? Oh, yeah, SWAT teams. They had the county, McClellan County SWAT team up in the parking garage, and I'm walking wearing a T-shirt, no bag, and Mike Hansen's with me with a little video camera, obviously no weapons. I've been there for about an hour and a half, been bullhorning them. I've already put the bullhorn up, and I look up, and there's two snipers. We even got video of this. We got to dig that original video out. We've got a shorter clip we put on the web that we found on another show we did, but where is that original 35-minute program we did? Because I need to, it's got the SWAT team. Mike dug around in his closet forever trying to find it, but I hope you're listening. I don't know how hard he really looked, but I look up. The reason I say that is there's all these old shows I want to air. I want to put them on PrisonPlanet.tv, too. And I look up, and there are two snipers pointing right at me. I mean, they've got their sights on me. They've got their Remington 700s aimed right at me. They're only about 50 yards away. And I look up and go, what are you doing? And they keep their fingers on the triggers and are laughing at me. And, you know, I've got to dig out that video. So I don't know what to say. I just don't understand it. And I understand why these families got mad. Why do you point guns at us? Why do you do this to us? Why do you treat us like this? Meanwhile, Mexican troops are killing and slaughtering you know, godlike police, godlike feds. You're gods, we're slaves in your system. And you don't even know about it because the news didn't tell you. All right, I'm already starting to rant here. Side issue. The point is that I think what happened to these 13, or it's 12 dead for sure, and a 13th minor was found dead as well, so it's a total of 13. And then one other gentleman is in some type of coma, and we pray for him. But let's really get down to the bottom of it here, and let's just say it, you know, tell it like it is. Stalin said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And being a mass-murdering devil, he knew what he was talking about. I talked all about the last few weeks about DynCorp, and for some reason, suddenly a governor of Illinois is talking about it, and suddenly the Chicago Tribune is talking about it. This is really exciting. Where they openly kidnapped 200,000 women and children, along with the UN and a few other unsavory groups. Well, it's worse than unsavory, just maggot groups. And they flew them all over the world to different slave brothels. And that was all over BBC, Le Figaro, Der Spiegel, French news agency, Agency France. It's all over there, just documented mainstream news, totally 110%. But no one seems to care. I can't even get the patriots and truth seekers and people to care. They're talking about still the lady, the girl in Aruba. They're crying and freaking out, and there's groups. I mean, anytime this happens, everybody just goes crazy. And you know what? You should get upset. But then why is the media deciding to bring that out and make that a big deal, but ignoring all these other massive things? And even in the foreign press, they report on it like they're reporting on the price of pork bellies or something, or cattle futures. It's just, they just calmly, nonchalantly report it. And then the average American doesn't even know what's going on. That they may now, that it's been in the AP and Chicago Tribune, and the governor's upset in Illinois. Not that he's even concerned with it in any way. He just saw this Tribune, and like a normal person goes, there's mass kidnapping going on and sex slavery? Why, I'm upset. That's what a normal person does. A normal person hears that and freaks out. So I got a few emails saying, why didn't I talk about the miners yesterday? Well, I'm going to be frank with you. These are grown men. They know it's a dangerous job. And I think they're tough guys, and I think they're great, and they're dead. You know, whenever a cop gets shot and everyone pulls their hair out and freaks out and runs around going nuts and just in giant plaques and monuments everywhere, unless Mexican troops kill them, then it might be in one newspaper and just kind of shut up. No, there's no memorial. Just shut up. You see, again, they tell you when to care. And I do care, but I'm not going to sit there and freak out and personalize it with those 13 people that died and the one person that's injured. I mean, how can I spend my time on the show talking about that when in one operation 200,000 women and children were kidnapped in 1 year in one region of the Balkans? Now, I mean, seriously. You see, I am not going to let the mainstream media set my agenda. I am not, a lot of times I cover what the big daily news is, but only if I think it's important. Now, you're the wild card. You're the listeners. We take calls every day. And we usually take, I don't know, about 15 calls a show, some days more, but we take about 15. And, you know, that's where you get to talk about whatever you want, mix them wherever you want. Normally, the listeners, I got to commend you, bring up things that are really important. And I'm not saying I've got a corner on the market of what is important, but I mean, is 200,000 kidnapped kids that nobody wants to talk about, kidnapped kids and women, is that more important than the girl in Aruba and the 13 people in the West Virginia mine shaft? I mean, shouldn't the president be out praying and giving speeches and praying for those 200,000 kids, and we're going to send in the Delta Force to save them, and every one of these kids need to be released right now? But he can't, because his business partners are all involved, and because they ship in the male prostitutes, the female prostitutes, and other stuff to Bohemian Grove, that's admitted, and because they all like it and they think it's fun and they're all making money off of it. That's why. I got to watch a sappy serial killer up on TV talking about some victims in a mine explosion, I guess of natural gas going off, and everybody's got to get a tear in their eye because the murdering government tells you to? I mean, literally, it's mind control, folks. It's mind control that we've got 800-plus dead on the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico side, 15 dead cops in last year alone. You got to see the new numbers. Just on our border, our cops, and the average cop doesn't know. And I know I talk about this a lot because it's big. It's big. That cop, you know, those federal marshals and cops and everybody else, and sheriff's deputies that are getting killed down there, they're just as important as W. Jones, who got killed right here in Austin. But see, the government says don't talk about it, so you don't talk about it.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Why isn't President Bush getting up and talking about all the kidnapped children? I mean, it's ongoing. The governor of Illinois is doing it. Everybody should. But somehow, if the mainstream media isn't talking about it, still, even with Americans that have woken up to a great extent, still, well, it's just not something we should get into because the media just isn't making it a big issue. Let's talk about just, you know, one pervert, Michael Jackson, and not a militarized, mechanized group of them. So it just boggles the mind what's happening with Halliburton and DynCorp, and they have lobbyists for white slavery up on Capitol Hill. The good news is, though, that groups like, of all places, Soldier of Fortune, 4 years ago, did two cover stories on it. And one of my staff, I had mentioned that yesterday, one of my folks here at the office actually had those Soldier of Fortunes. I couldn't find them in my files. I had them many years ago. And I brought them in. Maybe I'll cover some of those later on the show. I need to read back over them. I was doing that right before we went on air, but it was just filled with stuff that even dwarfs what we've been talking about. And this is all of the admitted, confirmed things that are happening. And look, on Fox and CNN, they could have 10 hours straight coverage about the girl in Aruba, and people didn't get sick of that. They loved it. But some people are, I guess, going, Alex, you need to stop talking about the mass kidnapping rings and how the government's involved. Oh, everybody knows the government's good and we should trust them. This Abramoff individual has pled guilty to conspiracy and influence peddling, tax evasion, mail fraud, and attempts at bribery. And I just say that's impossible. Government has never been involved in a conspiracy. No one in government has ever done anything secretive or wrong. There's no corruption. I mean, yeah, I can talk about $1 trillion here, $3 trillion there. So there's around $6 trillion missing in the last 10 years from the Pentagon. $6 trillion. I mean, really, what's the big, there's nothing going on up there. Trillion. Yes, I said trillion. It says, once powerful lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty Tuesday to federal charges of conspiracy, tax evasion, and mail fraud, agreeing to cooperate in an influence peddling investigation that threatens powerful members of Congress. And it's in the Village Voice today. Now being connected to Dennis Hastert, the little toad from Illinois, the Speaker of the House, in a heavily scripted court appearance. Scripted? They don't script things. Look, this says conspiracy. Abramoff agreed with U.S. District Court Judge Ellen Hovell. She's from Hovell, I guess. Hovell. I guess she's cousins with the Grinch. When she said he engaged in a conspiracy involving corruption of public officials. That is insane. There, corruption in government? What? Almost like that nutty conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. I tell you, this is really weird. Corruption of public officials. The lobbyists also agreed when she said he and others had engaged in a scheme. A scheme. That sounds like conspiracy. That's impossible. To provide campaign contributions, trips, and other items, yeah, like prostitutes, in exchange for certain official acts. I don't believe it, even when that congressman admitted he stole $800 million. I mean, he was fighting Al-Qaeda. See, if we just had martial law, they could do all this and wouldn't get in trouble. That's why they're probably going to blow some stuff up real soon to give us martial law. But don't worry, it'll be to stop the men with big beards. The men with big beards are going to get us, not the sequestered and cloistered, armed, black-masked killers in every city just surging at the bit, surging on their chains to be released upon us in a savage, gun-grabbing frenzy. Oh, I'm not kidding. We have the clips. They love taking our guns. Words will not ever be able to express my sorrow and my profound regret for all my actions and mistakes, Abramoff said, addressing the judge. I hope I can merit forgiveness from the Almighty and those I've wronged or caused to suffer. Oh, yes. Do you know about Abramoff, a rabid New World Order promoter, a rabid bloodthirsty creature? To each of the three charges, Armitov or Abramoff said, I plead guilty, Your Honor, guilty to conspiracy, guilty to corruption of public officials, guilty to bribes. That's impossible. Again, the government has never done wrong. They never collude. That's $6 trillion missing. I mean, trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you got some pocket change. And there's nothing corrupt. Let's just let's just accept the cameras and the face scanning systems and everything that's going in that these people are putting in, all these known criminals. Everything will be fine. Criminals running things is good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Davey Anthony, Robert, Canyon Gill. Your calls are all coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to try to not get back in the news until we've taken your calls. I mean, I look at this where now Bush is claiming that or his surrogates are claiming, his Democratic surrogates, it's all totally staged at that level. Pelosi's claiming, oh, Bush didn't do anything wrong, the NSA did it on their own. Hey, too late, we have all the documents, it's public. Bush has been out bragging how he ordered spying. But the average American doesn't have that long of a memory, and so I guess he didn't then. All right, you say you didn't. But the military now is becoming more and more against the war. That's in a major poll of the military. And a National Security Agency whistleblower warns domestic spying program is a sign the U.S. is decaying into a police state. Police. So we'll get into that as well after we take some of your phone calls. I haven't really been promoting this properly, so please take notice. We only have a few more days left of being able, if you're an internet user, of being able to get almost half a year free of PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'll tell you how these specials work. Normally, you get a yearly subscription. You get 3 months free, or it's actually 2.9 months free. Just because I said, you know, give them 3 months free. This is how specials are developed very scientifically around here. Well, during the new year and during Christmas, we were saying that you will get even more off. So it's a total of 5.3 months free, or very close to 6 months, very close to half off. And to PrisonPlanet.tv. And what do you get when you have PrisonPlanet.tv? You get video edited nicely, put together for you with some documents of the in-studio interviews that we do on a weekly basis right here in Austin, Texas. So you get that inside look and that information and the added documentation. You get on top of it my weekly TV show that I do live here in Austin, taking phone calls, playing video clips. You get all of my films, including my videos, weeks or in some cases months before they're released on DVD or VHS. The Order of Death was on PrisonPlanet.tv for 4 weeks before it was available on DVD and VHS. For a month. So that's my promise. You'll get at least 2 weeks of the film before it's even released in hard copy, normally even more. You get all of my best radio audio interviews. You get my book, Paul Watson's book, that is the online text of it, a bunch of other videos, and it just goes on and on. All 14 of my films. It's 15 cents a day. You get a monthly subscription, $5.95, or you can get the yearly subscription and save almost half a year, or 5.3 months, if you want to get exact, right now free until the 7th. That is until Sunday. That is the deal at PrisonPlanet.tv, and the deal will end. I know how we operate around here. It'll probably go to Monday or Tuesday because we got to go on the website and change it all. But I am instructing my folks. Oh, and by the way, new specials. There'll still be some good specials, but I don't think they'll be as, well, I know they won't be as good or as widespread as what we have on the DVDs and T-shirts and books on tape and all the hard copy materials that are absolutely essential to the InfoWar that we sell off the video and bookstore that makes this whole operation possible at InfoWars.com. I got to come up with the new prices, which will be a little bit more than they are now. In some cases, a lot more, because, I mean, we've got deals right now where videos are, in some cases, 75% off. I mean, I just did that as a promotional item to get these out the door, because my main goal is simply getting the information out. I mean, I love it. It just is so exciting to expose these globalist criminals, to know we're having an effect, to know you're having an effect. So until early next week, in fact, things should change for sure Sunday or Monday. I can see if I can get one of my webmasters in here on Sunday to change them. But it'll definitely be changed by early next week. So all the deals across the board are going bye-bye next week. So take advantage of it. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, and order the videos they're online, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We've got Windows. We've got QuickTime. We've got high bandwidth, low bandwidth. We've started to add some of the other formats of compression and video streaming and downloading. And so that's all being upgraded as well. You probably noticed how fast the downloads are now and everything. We've upgraded the servers now twice in the last few months. So they're good there for more growth. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com to order hard copies, or 1-888-253-3139. There's always a good old-fashioned way to send a check or money order or Federal Reserve note to us, and that's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And just a little note here on you, the listeners, downloading copies of my films. PrisonPlanet.tv is a massive activist center. It is a dynamo. It is a pole star. It is having a huge effect. You can go there and just download books on the New World Order, Road to Tyranny, Order Out of Chaos, burn them on CDs, give them to people, print copies off, put them in a folder, give them as a gift. You can download Martial Law. You can download Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the updated version, and the original Emergency Release 9/11. You can get Masters of Terror. It's all there. Loose Change, you name it. PrisonPlanet.tv. And it is a huge activist tool. And folks, I mean, I tell you, because of you making copies, I mean, the thousands of videos that we send out a year would do absolutely nothing except support our operation to get the word out over the radio and fund the website. So it would do something, but nothing compared to many of you who've even been in local newspapers doing it, from Texas to Louisiana to New York to California. I mean, there are people who've made 10,000 copies of Road to Tyranny. I mean, they've been in the paper. You know, shows them with a trailer in the local newspaper just unloading them to people at swap meets, just driving around giving them out. I mean, I've gotten calls from New Zealand, calls from Austin saying, please stop putting them on every police car in the parking lot. Hey, buddy, I'm not putting them on the police cars and you know, the capital of New Zealand. So, I'm not climbing up on an abandoned skyscraper or some 20-story building and spraying InfoWars across it, you know, 100 feet tall and 300 feet long or something. I mean, the kind of stuff that's going on out there. But the point is you guys, you gals, are having a massive effect. You are hurting the New World Order badly. And so, literally, this show is like a mustard seed. The mustard seed is tiny. You can hardly see it on the end of your finger. You know, they have sesame seeds and mustard seeds on some bagels or some hamburger buns. You know those little bitty seeds, the little black seeds that you can barely see? The sesame seed's a little bit bigger and shaped like a football, but it's still tiny, less than a millimeter. But, you know, the mustard seed's a little black dot. That's a mustard seed. And a mustard seed grows into a mustard tree, a mustard bush. It's big. And literally, this show is a mustard seed, using the biblical analogy, because it fits. You guys plant it, you water it, and then now we're dumping seeds. Now we're a whole forest of mustard plants. I mean, it's getting ridiculous here. Just keep it going. These smiley-faced criminals are going to go to prison. More and more, it looks like more and more high-level congressmen are going to go to prison. It looks like there's a war inside the government. It looks like a lot of people in the CIA and Defense Intelligence aren't going to go along with this anymore. They know who carried out the terror attacks. How many prominent people from Reagan and Bush Sr. and current Bush administration have gone public and said that on this show? So, listen, we really are turning the corner. And so to all of you, use those activist tools, and I want to commend you, and I want to think about it. We have AM and FM affiliates that have stuck with us. When I went on the air on 9/11 and said it was a government op, and the lion's share of our affiliates stuck with us, and now we've gained even more. But, I mean, think about those stations. Think about WBCR with Harry Grothjohn there in Tennessee right outside Knoxville. Think about him. You know, taking the heat, and now, of course, being proven totally right, and now it's just common knowledge, accepted, you know, known fact. Public secret's the term they use. Take something like KCXL in Kansas City, carrying us now for, what, 6 years or something? Longer? Taking the heat. Think about the stations like WVTJ in Florida. Think about the Sunshine Network, that group of stations up in upstate New York, carrying us, what is it, like 8 years or something? Think about what they did. And now I get to go on Alan Combs on national radio in Dallas and Chicago and everywhere and say it. Now I get to go on Coast to Coast AM and say it. Now they talk about it openly on C-SPAN. Because they kept saying the world was flat. We kept saying it was round. And we're not going to stop until you child kidnapping, drug dealing, cancer virus splicing trash go down. And we don't claim we're going to save the world, but you know what? We hate evil, and we're going to fight it. And I don't care if what I'm saying is popular. I don't stick my finger in the wind. I don't take on some fake persona. I don't craft who I am like I'm an artist using a palette of what will make me look the coolest and sell the best to have some type of minor celebrity, you know, in my own world. I just do what's right, and I don't care if, you know, I walk out of here today and they gun me down. I don't care if they walk up and bump into me with a needle and give me cancer. I don't care. And man, when you don't care anymore, you've got something on your side. When you're committed, when you don't have anything to lose, That's when you gain everything, folks. And I just wish some of you out there that are afraid understood that. I wish you knew that we're in this place because we let them bully us. All right, I'm going to take calls. That's it. Who's up first here? Let's go to Davey in Texas first, because he was on at the end of the show yesterday and didn't get on. Davey, go ahead.
Alex, you got me thinking about so many things, I don't know where to start. You know, after a sermon like that, generally speaking, there was a baptism or two to follow right after that. Oh, man. Well, I started out to call you yesterday because you mentioned Osama bin Laden right there at the beginning of the program, and I hadn't got a chance to listen to you much lately, but, you know, you've underscored it so many times and just in your sermon there, you know, the inside job part of it is if you say 85% of the American people are on board with the fact that it's his inside job, then, hey, you know, it looked like we got some interesting moments up ahead.
Well, I'd say about half the population will, if you really get, most of them are afraid to say it, but they've done national polls. Depending on the poll, it's 90 to 50% believe that there was some involvement by the government or that they funded it to happen. And I'd say about 30% know that it's an absolute government op. And then there's a certain percentage you just will never wake up. I mean, they could watch Bush barbecue small children on the White House lawn. They'd call it a sacrament.
Right. And anyway, just to be short and let the other callers in, I'll bypass the other three pages here and get right to the
end. No, just go ahead and cover it.
Well, yesterday Judy Andreas had a piece I saw on Rent's site about Zionism. And, you know, in Osama bin Laden's declaration of war, which, you know, I've been paying attention to things for quite a while, Alex. You know, I was down there at the University of Texas back in the mid-'80s and studied on radical Islam in the Middle East, and I knew quite a few people from that area of the world. And I also had, you know, Jewish friends and a Jewish roommate while I was there in Austin. And, you know, for all of the people in America and the world who have been hoodwinked, bushwhacked, lied to, call it whatever you want to, it just seems that there's a reluctance on the part of the American people to really and truly forcefully confront the issue. And last weekend, you know, over the holidays there, I watched To Hell and Back, you know, the story about Audie Murphy. And, you know, Alex, if I had a time machine, man, I'd go back and you and I would play on the same football team, okay? It would be a lot of fun. You remind me a lot of Audie Murphy. And, you know, that's...
Oh, just, please, come on.
Well,
I'm not up on top of tanks shooting Germans.
Well, the spirit of the fight, you know. I mean, you've whipped a veritable army into shape, brother. You know, I mean, frankly, you've carried the lion's share of the load here the last 5 or 6, 8, 10 years, and, you know, you deserve a lot of respect and honor for that. But, you know, my parting question rhetorically would be, these fires we see in Texas, is there any correlation to our turning our back on our neighbors, the Branch Davidians, when their house is being burned down with them in it, and to letting these, you know, international criminal New World Order Gestapo terrorists terrorize the planet? By telling the American people lies that we have to do this, you know, but they won't go after the real terrorists on this planet, who are the economic terrorists, who print currency, call it money, and claim to have authority.
No, I agree with you, Davey, and I'll say that, yes, it is a law of the universe, God's law, that what comes around goes around. It is guaranteed in life. Listen, I am afraid to do somebody wrong, unless I'm defending myself, because in my experience, whatever I do comes back on me. And I guess they call it the fear of God, and these idiots don't have it, and that's why they're so unhappy.
Anyway,
I mean, you get back what you do, and there's no doubt that we're being judged as a nation. We're being judged by the leadership we have that is raping the living daylights out of us, literally and figuratively, because we're not standing up against them.
Hey, if you get a chance for a lighter moment, see about having old Jackie Mason on.
Yeah, that'd be good. Listen,
that'd be fun.
Davey, good to hear from you. I remember seeing you down there when we built the Memorial Chapel in Waco. Good to hear from you, Davey. Good guy there. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls, if I can find my call list. Let's go ahead and talk to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, welcome.
Alex, when talking at school to professors and whatnot about the New World Order, either they're reading too much the Southern Law Center, you know, where they their propaganda, where they say, Well, if you believe in the New World Order, that means you're extreme right-wing Nazi or a racist or something.
Oh, the Harvard newspaper said you should be arrested. It doesn't exist.
Right.
Meanwhile, presidents are openly calling for it.
So, yeah, so it's hard for me to point light to the fact that so many people do mention that term. It's not. It wasn't just Bush in his 91 speech, and that's what that stuff says over and over again.
Well, the Pope just did.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's so many cases of it. But I was thinking maybe of trying to clue people in on the shadow government more and more. And you gave me an idea a long time ago on a show, I want to say like a year ago. You said that during Reagan's first campaign, I forgot who he was running against. It wasn't Mondale, but...
it was Bush.
No, Bush was his VP mate, his running mate.
But he was running against Bush at first, and he said the evil CFR is trying to create a world government.
That's it. Exactly. Okay, good. Thank you. I'm going to research that. All right, bye.
You bet. Thank you. Listen, this is how it mainly works. They pay off key politicians. Oh, I'll briefly explain when we get back. But, I mean, it's really simple. They pay off key politicians. Then those politicians basically appoint the deputies of the heads of industry, and then the heads of industry directly order around their deputies that are the heads of federal agencies. That's how it works. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So after we reported on it, CIA commander, U.S. let Bin Laden slip away. That's the new big 2006 report. Oh, we've been reporting on it for years, but then there's new revelations. But Newsweek, oh, incredible. But listen, I mean, the globalists, it's a good old boys club. It's run by organized crime. The average little professor who's on their payroll will say it's impossible to have good big groups engaging in mass programs of crime. Why, they'd be discovered. Oh, really? But there's an admitted, $300 billion a year narcotics trade with the organized crime controlling most of it along with the government? It's just these people are living in this naive world. They get caught all the time. It's just no one gets in trouble, no one goes to jail. Though that's starting to change right now, which shows me there's a fight going on in the government. That's the only time that happens in modern history. Let's try to move through your calls quickly now. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to give a story about my background. I've been listening to you for a while now, but I got started with after the second election of Bush, who I voted for, unfortunately. I heard you on the Coast to Coast show and totally got woken up, like they say in the Dune movie, the sleeper has awoken. So I got really concerned about what could I do, so I went back to college and took the RTV program courses at college to learn how to make my own videos.
So you've already done that in the last year.
Yeah, I've already finished my first year. But my instructor there came from the news media corporations for, like, he had been there for 20 years. And first thing I started to try to bring up was that conspiracies exist and there was an inside job. And he directly teaches that conspiracies can exist and to only do stories at a seventh grade level to make our audience feel good.
So it's kind of an elitism. So he told you conspiracies cannot exist. So he wouldn't do the Abramoff story.
Oh, they wouldn't. They don't touch anything, and they don't allow us to do it, even though we do a college news show program. They totally control all the stories that, you know.
Yeah, well, I took some RTF, and yeah, that's it. The government's God, hand in your guns, world government's good. Listen, what they teach is world government's good. Unless you're against it, then it doesn't exist, and you're insane.
Well, they got to me too late, because now I've watched all your material, and I'm a subscriber to the...
Well, I mean, what do you say to this buffoon?
Basically, that's just total bull, and he basically, like, just smiles at me and lets me, you know, get an A in the class and progress, but don't really try to challenge him.
You know, you ought to do a news report on Northwoods and Gulf of Tonkin and just have all
the... Well, they say it's an open news forum and that we could do any related, you know, stories that are in the press, but then they spike them at the end of the week when we try to turn them in.
Yeah, they're teaching you what editors do.
But the real news story is, you've already hit on them both today, is it's obvious why this minor tragedy story is being handled the way it's being handled. The news media is desperate not to talk about El Presidente's takeover and his spying programs and to avoid talking about the DynCorp scandal.
Well, you know, that's it.
They need a cover story.
No, I agree, but I mean, what you're saying is true. This is a takeover. I mean, we are in the middle of a takeover.
Well, I know just this story you had up on your page this morning, the Army occupied downtown of Winnipeg to do training exercises.
Yeah, all over the Western world.
That blew my mind.
They're doing these military takeover drills, and if you go to those drills, they admit it is for martial law.
But see, if it was just a regular tragedy in this mining accident, it would get one news cycle, now that I understand how that works. But if they use a coordinated misinformation tactic with the Bush media management team, then they can send in the SWAT and interview everybody in town all week and take up the news story headlines all week with a single story.
That's right. And did they overreact with the SWAT team? And then addedly, will then condition everybody to accept SWAT teams.
Exactly. And the other point was the transportation strike in New York.
Yes.
Was obviously an operation to allow LCIA to...
We've got to come right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.